1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Former President Trump flying to New York City today facing charges linked to hush money paid to a porn star. The charges will be unsealed tomorrow, the day Trump is arraigned. New York officials preparing for possible demonstrations outside the courthouse. ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky is there.
This case was never supposed to be brought this way on its own, necessarily. It was all part of a larger look that the district attorney's office here took into Trump's business dealings, how he valued his real estate, how he handled his statements of financial condition. So this is just one narrow slice, and there may yet be more as the district attorney's office continues its investigation.
Protesters expected to gather at the courthouse and possibly other areas of New York. Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell.
Violence and destruction are not part of legitimate, lawful expression, and it will never be tolerated in our city.
White House officials say they are monitoring the situation, but National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says,
I have no specific threats to speak to.
Kirby also reacting to the decision by Saudi Arabia and other nations making up OPEC Plus to cut oil production about 1.1 million barrels a day.
We're not always going to agree with everything that Saudi Arabia does or says, any more than they're always going to agree with everything that we do or say. But that doesn't take away from the fact that it is a strategic partnership. We have many things that we need to continue to work together on.
NASA today announcing the four astronauts who will fly around the moon for the first time since the end of the Apollo program 51 years ago. They are Commander Reid Weissman, Christina Koch, Jeremy Hansen from the Canadian Space Agency, and here's pilot Victor Glover.
I also pray that we can continue to serve as a source of inspiration for cooperation and peace.
This is ABC News.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Cripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Republicans are standing by a controversial text message blasted out Friday during tornadoes in southern Wisconsin. It looked and sounded like a severe weather alert, but it urged recipients to vote for Dan Kelly for Supreme Court. Democrats call it irresponsible. Republicans call it free speech. If former President Donald Trump is arraigned tomorrow, political observers say it could motivate more Trump supporters to vote for Dan Kelly. The Supreme Court election is tomorrow as well.
The politics cut both ways, right? This may be a motivator for conservative voters. It's also a motivator for Democrats.
Democratic strategist Joe Zepecki was on Upfront yesterday. In sports, the Bucks beat Philadelphia last night. The Brewers host the Mets today. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Today's opening day in Milwaukee for the Brewers. Wish them well. But we're going to get into history as it's being made as we speak, and as that was made when you were asleep last night and this morning. And we're going to talk about Donald Trump in New York. But first of all, we're going to talk about it's been characterized as the most important election between now and November of 2024. The most important election, and that is for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I'm going to tell you the status of it right now. And let me tell you something. What is going on, Janet Protasiewicz is looking very strong. Internal polls in both campaigns show her ahead. Dan Kelly is desperate. And he is pouring last-minute slime that I want to analyze right now. At 2 p.m. on Friday, and this is right as we were going on the air, 2 p.m. on Friday, a series of texts went out around the state. And they impersonated a phony Wisconsin voter alert. It was right when there were tornado warnings, do you remember, last couple of days? I know, even sitting in Milwaukee, we'd be watching a show. Suddenly, the screen would be taken over, and it would say, tornado alert, and there's that terrible sound. Nothing you can do about it. It was done to protect you. It was done to protect you. Now, this was called a Wisconsin voter alert, but it did the same thing with emergency tones, but it was in a text. The FCC prohibits people mimicking it, prohibits people somehow impersonating an alert like that, because what it does is it scares people, and it's supposed to be reserved only for weather events like tornadoes. The question legally is, by sending this out as a text, and then you and I maybe click on, I never click on stuff like that. I just delete it. But you click on it, and it went, just like a tornado alert, just exactly like a tornado alert, with a bar going across, and then with kind of an interrupted screen, like you'll see on your TV, for a tornado. And it says, voter alert, attention, Wisconsin citizens. The same kind of voice that they use, the guys use, that you hear male voice on tornado alerts. It says, our Second Amendment rights are under attack by Judge Janet Protasiewicz. First of all, it is false. The issue of our Second Amendment rights aren't at all at issue in this case. They're very safe with Judge Janet Protasiewicz. I know her husband. I know her. She is a strong proponent of the Second Amendment. Her husband is a really strong proponent of the Second Amendment. This is simply false. But by dumping this on a Friday before the Tuesday election, it's going to come into a lot of homes in the state, and they'll look at it, and they go, well, that must be official. That must be official because 2 hours ago I got one for a tornado. Now it's for this, and they don't think that they clicked on a text. Now, there are a lot of lawyers, myself included, who think that this kind of impersonation is a violation of the FCC rule. People will say, well, the FCC, Matt, doesn't rule on text. It rules on radio and television. If somebody tried to put that ad on TV or radio, the station could not accept it, or they could lose their license. And my view is this. Now with text technology and other technology, if you impersonate it, you're doing the same kind of damage, and he should be proceeded against. When? Today's Monday. The election's tomorrow. What do you mean? This is last-minute slime that he's dumping on everyone. This isn't the only slime. And by the way, a lot of people say, come on, Matt, look, nobody is going to listen to this and switch from Janet Protasiewicz to Dan Kelly. That's true. They won't. The purpose of pouring buckets of slime in the last 48 or 72 hours or 96 hours of a campaign is to disgust people and drive turnout down. The lower the turnout, the better Republicans do. And you may not like that, you may not agree with that, but that is the fact. All of the data in elections show that to be the fact. You can always expect a Republican the last 96, 72, 48, 24 hours to dump buckets of slime, and this was one of them. Now, is this the only one? Well, no, it was not the only one. You remember all these ads, and they're still running. They'll say terrible, sad, really brutal, disgusting things about cases. And then they will say, Judge Janet Protasiewicz, let him off. Or let her off. Those are false. Those are misstatements of the cases and of the facts. But how much time do you have in 96 or 72 hours? This was blown up on Saturday, April 1st, on a front page article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But not everybody gets the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And it went around the state somewhat, but TV gets around the state a lot more effectively, these ads. And here's what the article said. It took one of the ads that was called Emily. Maybe you remember that. It'll say Emily was brutally raped and this, that, and the other thing. And Janet Protasiewicz let him off. That was false. Emily talked to the paper, and they did not use her last name because the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has a policy that they will not use the last name of assault victims unless they want them to. And of course, Emily didn't want them to. What Emily said was, what really happened in that case was, it wasn't as clear cut as it was made to sound on the TV ad. And what happened was, initially, the guy was charged with a felony that could have given him 20 years. The prosecutor and Emily felt that that was unfair. Not Janet Protasiewicz. The judge is not consulted when there's a reduction in a charge. And it was reduced to a charge with a maximum of 5 years. Then what happened was, Janet Protasiewicz said to Emily in court, what do you want me to do? You want me to give him 5 years? And Emily said, no, I want restorative justice. She said, I don't, frankly, I'm not asking that you give him any time in prison. This is Emily saying this. And what Janet Protasiewicz said is, no, I'm not going to let this guy off. We're not putting up with this. I don't care what kind of circumstances you're talking about now. And she sentenced him to 2.5 years in prison and 2.5 years of community service. Said, if there's so much a peep about you in these 5 years, you're going back to prison for a long time. And Emily said, thank you, Your Honor. I am 100% satisfied. Based on that, the clown Kelly and his clown advisors put on ads saying he could have gotten 20 years and it was brutal and he abandoned Emily. And then Emily said, they called me 10 times. The Kelly campaign called me 10 times and said, shall we do this and do an ad? And she said, no, don't do an ad. And they said, you can't stop us from doing an ad. And then they did the ad. And she said, I've been victimized a second time. And some callers will call in and say, well, maybe she should sue them. Yeah, she can sue them. Then Kelly's lawyer will take her deposition. And they're very sly and brutal. And they will go, tell us again what happened. Tell us again how it felt. What did he do to you? What did he say to you while he was doing it to you? What did he make you say to you, to him, while he was doing it to you? No victim will bring that kind of suit. It's cruel. It was cruel what Kelly did. And the third thing, you think that's not enough slime? Impersonating a tornado alert? The third thing, and Emily, the third thing was that they're putting on an ad now on social media trying to say that Janet Protasiewicz will rule a certain way on transgender issues. Not only has that never come up in the campaign, not only has Janet Protasiewicz never ruled on such a case, but they are lying in what they say. Here is the question. Why the slime? The slime is to induce you not to vote. Get out there and vote. You can't vote absentee now. Vote tomorrow. We're going to go quick to the lines. Wisco Paul, we have a little time before the break. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. Kelly's worse than that. He ran around with Gableman. I don't know. The man doesn't have anything positive to say because he's nothing but a tool of the GOP. Such a sad situation. I, for one, will be out there tomorrow as quick as I can and voting for Judge Janet because I want fair maps desperately because I don't want to live in Wisconsin with Kelly in charge because it'll all be jerry-rigged again. You know, so it's important that Judge Janet gets elected. And, like, Kelly has nothing to run on because he's just a tool, like I said before, the GOP. So go Brewers. Have a good day, Matt.
Okay, excellent comments, Paul. You're right. Let's just review the bidding on this one. He went around with Gableman falsely saying there was fraud. He was paid almost $120,000 by the GOP to tell them how to set up fake electors, which was themselves a fraud. He got the last money, 40 grand of it, after he announced for Supreme Court, some of it in December, and he won't say whether he's still getting paid. He won't say whether he's going to get paid on the bench or afterwards. He won't say any of this stuff. Janet Protasiewicz has said that she will, these are rigged maps, and she will rule their rigged maps and put in fair maps. She has said that, and she said that she will vote to certify whoever wins the 2024 election, whichever party. What has Kelly said? He said, I'm not going to touch those maps. I like those maps because they're political. Yeah, they're political. His gerrymandered party put them in. And number two, they say, how would you vote in 2024? And he was the guy that went around trying to overturn Biden. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats and make your mouth water.
Tangy cheddar and jalapeno, dill pickle and Texas cheddar, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 33. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 41. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 40. High temperatures reach up to 59 Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. 41, sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 58.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
WAUKradio.com.
Well, honey, I love you. Matt Flynn Direct, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go to the lines. I'm going to hit one more topic. Tomorrow, Donald Trump will be arraigned in court in a criminal case. First former president ever to be criminally charged. And how has he responded and what's going to happen? He raised $4 million 24 hours after the indictment was announced. $4 million. 25% of it was for first-time donors. The average donation was $34. He is also, according to him, going to deliver an, quote, address, end quote, from Mar-a-Lago tomorrow night. Flew up this afternoon, staying in Trump Tower tonight, and tomorrow going to be arraigned. And then he is going to go down to Mar-a-Lago. Now, here's what he's intending to do, and here is what I think the judge must do. What he's intending to do is sit at a desk in Mar-a-Lago with flags on either side, make it look like the White House, one of the big ballrooms. Big desk, very official, in a suit, as if he's giving a State of the Union address, and he will attack the judge, he'll attack the prosecutor, he'll attack the grand jury, and he will attack everybody. He's on a revenge tour. Now, the question is, how much longer should he be permitted to do this? And the answer is, it should be shut down immediately. He has publicly called the judge corrupt. He's publicly called the judge and the prosecutor corrupt, biased, and all this kind of thing. It is very common in a criminal case that has any publicity for the judge to issue a gag order. What is a gag order? Well, the government cannot gag you on anything. That's why we have a First Amendment. But if you're a criminal defendant, and it could impact the fairness of the trial, either for you, the prosecution, or anyone, then the judge can issue a gag order, which will say you may not discuss this indictment, this criminal case. You know, you can discuss Chinese art in the 12th century if you want. That's fine. But you are not going to discuss this case. And if you do, you will be arrested and brought to jail and stay in jail pending these charges. How about that? How about that? Jim Jordan, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan on Fox News, the Maria Bartiromo show the other day, said, quote, "We control the power of the purse. we should limit funds to the agencies that are doing this, i.e. cut off the funds to the Department of Justice. They can't cut off the salary of Alvin Bragg, the DA, because that is a state salary. But he said we should cut off the Department of Justice and the FBI. And Bartiromo said, the Department of Justice and the FBI? And Gymnasium Jim Joe Am Jordan said, yes. The far right continues to attack the FBI. The FBI is one of the most honest agencies in government. Remember the movie, The FBI Story, with Jimmy Stewart? It's a great movie. It's very old. It's probably 70 years old. You got to look at it, though. Dial it up, FBI Story, with Jimmy Stewart. It was excellent. You know, these agents with submachine guns, they kick open the doors. They blast the hell out of everybody. It's excellent. You got to watch it. It's an excellent movie. Excellent, excellent movie. That is their reputation. They are above reproach. You can't bribe an FBI agent. The FBI is honest. You can bribe the clowns on the far right. You can do that. And that is what is going on here. Now, the other thing I want to say before we quick go to the lines is this is not a time for rejoicing. And what do I mean by that? You know, we talk about Trump and we talk about everything that's gone on. We have significant differences. But it's a very, very sad day for the United States of America that a former president is involved as a defendant in a criminal case. Because the president, former or current, the former was the emblem of our state as well as our government. A president is the head of state as well as the head of government. That's not true in merry old England. The king is the head of state. Prime minister is the head of government. Same in a lot of other countries. But when you have the head of your state as a criminal defendant, however deserved, that is a very sad day for the country. It's also a wonderful dawn for the country. Because nobody, absolutely nobody, is above the law. And so we have to keep both of those in mind. We're quick going to the lines before the break. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind, AJ?
Hi, I hope everybody joins me. I already voted yesterday, early voting. You know, a person who's running for the most important 10-year position in our justice system, using lies and deceptive practices, should be indicted, not elected, for the psychological manipulation and the means he's trying to get in. So people, don't let this person prey on you. Don't be a victim of the lies and manipulation. Get out there and vote. We need all the voters out there. It's the most important vote that you can do to save our state. And please get out and vote. And thank you so much, Matt, for taking my call. This stuff just it's unbelievable. I've never seen it in my life, and it's putrid. Thank you, Matt. And everybody get out and vote. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you very much, Gene. As always, excellent comments. And here's the thing. The election is tomorrow, and then it's over. I mean, you can't shilly-shally around anymore. The polls open tomorrow at 7 a.m. Get down there. They close at 8 p.m. If you're in line by 8 p.m., they got to let you vote. Don't wait. Get down there. And Janet Protasiewicz against Dan Kelly. Do you want rigged maps? Vote for Kelly. You want fair maps? Vote for Janet Protasiewicz. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis with former President Trump flying to New York today, where tomorrow he's expected at the criminal courts building to be arraigned. Police there are preparing for possible demonstrations. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse.
There are no specific threats, nothing credible to suggest anything is going to happen. And while we know that somebody like a Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has tried to organize a protest around here for tomorrow, we haven't gotten word that anything large scale is actually going to occur.
Trump's lawyers telling the New York court they oppose cameras in the courtroom during tomorrow's arraignment. 32 people killed in nearly 60 tornadoes that swept across both the South and the Midwest over the weekend. There's a blizzard warning in parts of Nebraska, the Dakotas, and Minnesota. NASA today announced the four astronauts who will ride a spacecraft making a trip around the moon next year, a woman and a person of color among the four. This is ABC News.
The Kripescast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Van Nair. Here's what you need to know. Arguments in a lawsuit that will determine if abortion remains illegal in Wisconsin start next month at a Dane County Circuit Court. Oral arguments in the suit filed nearly a year ago by Democratic AG Josh Call and Governor Tony Evers began on May 4th, exactly 1 month after tomorrow's state Supreme Court election. While the case could be resolved before the new justice is seated this summer, it's more likely to come before the court when either Janet Protasiewicz or Dan Kelly take the seat of retiring Justice Pat Rogensack. The court currently controlled by conservatives 4-3. The Freedom From Religion Foundation asking the IRS to investigate St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Cottage Grove after the pastor posted a bulletin urging parishioners not to vote for, quote, her, unquote, in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The foundation says that's blatant electioneering. Tax-exempt churches and charities have been banned from engaging in political activity since 1954. I'm Jane Matt Mayer. This is Civic Media News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Can't buy me love.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we're going to go quick to the lines for a call and then go back to our next topic. Tom of L.A., my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Tom of L.A.?
Hey, Matt. We the people ultimately are the government, and I hope that we show that tomorrow by, you know, getting people that normally would not vote, get them out to vote. I believe there's same-day registration in Wisconsin. So please, everybody, you're not just making a difference in Wisconsin, which you definitely are, but around the whole country in terms of setting the mood of what's happening. I would really, really implore Gary and Dave and, you know, potentially even CJ. Really search your conscience, you know, examine your conscience and make the move that really and truly is not Republican or Democratic, but is actually what is best for the country as a whole. Please think about what it is that you want. If you want a fascist state, or if you want a democratic state, or a democracy, this is a very, very important election. And being a person that was from Durand, Wisconsin, I hope that everybody in the Durand, Eau Claire area, everybody get out and vote for Judge Janet. It is so, so important. And it's really going to change the next 10 years in the state of Wisconsin. So please, everybody, for your children's sake, you know, remember, for all you people out there that are against abortion, remember, the whole idea of a woman's right to choose does not mean that she necessarily is going to choose to have an abortion. The whole idea of a woman's right to choose versus the government's right to choose. And for you people out there that don't want big government in your life, then please, I implore you, stop this craziness of the big foot of government when it comes to social issues. Please remember, women have the right to choose, not bureaucrats and not government. That is a very, I mean, think that would be a very conservative idea, and you believe in freedom, so show it. Show it by tomorrow. Vote for Judge Janet and get out there and vote like you've never voted before for Judge Janet. And again, I implore my conservative friends, please, Gary, David, you guys, get out there and vote the right way. Stop with this partisan stuff. It's not working. It's all it is fear, and there's only fear and love in the world. And I'll tell you what, you guys, fear turns into hate, and you don't want to be those types of people. Please vote Judge Janet tomorrow. Thank you.
Excellent comments. Tom of L.A., formerly of Durand. Excellent, excellent comments. And I'm going to add one thing to it. And that is, over in a, first of all, on rigged maps, do you know that the last election, 2022, Democrats got 53% of the legislative votes in Wisconsin? They took all of the statewide elections on the ballot, except for treasurer. And even though they got 53% of the legislative votes, they got one third of the legislature. They got 53%, but they got one third of the legislature. And if you're a Republican, you might say, that's great. Our party managed to sneak it through gerrymandering. But that's not democratic government. That's commie government. They do that in Belarus. They do that in Russia. They do that in Nicaragua, Venezuela, Cuba, China. In North Korea, they don't even bother to have an election, but they do it in places of Africa. And whoever the strong man is in control gerrymanders things, and it doesn't matter, does not matter what the vote is. Remember Stalin's dictum? Stalin's dictum. What isn't important is who votes. What's important is who counts the vote. That was Stalin. Stalin killed more than 20 million people. If you're a Republican in this state and you think you're a conservative and you're for gerrymander, you're not a conservative. You're not for democratic government. You are for what everywhere else in the world is referred to as commie government. Now, let's go on a little bit. And beside, and also, Tom of L.A. made another good point. And it's not just, yes, a woman is the one who has the right to choose. But this 1849 law that's 174 years old, that Janet Protasiewicz says is unconstitutional, and she would void it. Very upfront about that. And Dan Kelly says it's constitutional and he would enforce it. There's no exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of the mother. So these OBGYNs who are thinking of practicing in this state, if they get a patient that comes to them, where the woman, if she had to, if she were forced to give birth to what a baby who has died already in the womb, the woman could die or get seriously ill. And what do I mean by that? Get sepsis. People die from sepsis. The OBGYN has to listen to the legislature and the DA, and she can't do anything. And a number of women, this has happened in Texas, went in, and the OBGYN said, I'm sorry, I can't do anything for you. They said, what, are you kidding me? I could die? Or I need a DNC? This is an ectopic pregnancy, and it's an emergency. It's not the woman doesn't want it. She's devastated that the pregnancy ended, and nobody ended it but nature. And they can't do anything for her. That's crazy. That's wrong. That's very, very wrong. And right now, people say, well, you know, if it was that bad, I mean, a DA would take that into account. No, they wouldn't. The DA in Madison would take it into account. The DA in Milwaukee would take it into account. The Attorney General would take it into account. But there are 72 counties in this state. And there are DAs in 72 counties. And some of them are very, very far to the right. And some of them would like to be in Congress or be governor. And some of them would like publicity because no one knows their names. And some of them would love to be on court TV because if they prosecuted an OBGYN, that would be on court TV. And the woman would have to testify crying, saying what had happened. And the OBGYN say, for God's sake, if I hadn't done a DNC, the woman could have died. Then it goes to a jury. And there's a judge, perhaps, like Dan Kelly on the circuit court bench, who decides what kind of jury instructions to give. What the hell is this? What kind of a deal is this? That's what's at stake in this election. Okay, we are now going to Ukraine and Russia. And there are some very serious things that have occurred. And I'm going to give you my idea on how we should meet them. I am very, very grateful that Joe Biden is the president and not Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump is afraid of Vladimir Putin. It's like I've seen two German shepherds, and one will bare his throat to the other to show submissiveness. In this case, Donald Trump is terrified of Vladimir Putin, because Vladimir Putin has funded him for over 20 years. Trump owes him hundreds of millions of dollars. And Vladimir Putin has the coprophile video from the Moscow hotel room. And it's such a perverted video that Trump would be humiliated beyond belief if it were ever disclosed. In effect, what Trump is doing is baring his throat to a chihuahua, not another German shepherd, a hairless little chihuahua. That's what he's doing. But here are the developments. One, they arrested, as you know, was a Wall Street Journal reporter named Evan Gershkovich and put him in jail for spying. He was a journalist. What has happened is that hundreds of Russians, supposedly diplomat staff have been expelled from Poland, Norway. We've expelled some. They are spies. So these guys grab somebody from the Wall Street Journal and say he's a spy. Word to the major media that send people over there, to tourists and basketball players, if you go over there, this is not like going to another European country. Brittany Griner, very selfish, brings some weed in, some marijuana, and we go to great lengths to what? Get her out? For what reason? And we leave Paul Whale and the Marine there, and we burn a hostage. We have a guy who's in prison, who's an arms dealer, sadist and murderer, and we give him up to them. So we get what? Brittany Griner back to shoot her mouth off? Paul Whelan's still over there? Evan Gershkovich, Wall Street Journal reporter, still over there. There was another guy, you probably saw him. He was a Marine, and here's what happened to him. Stationed, you know, they have Marines over there stationed in the embassy. He goes out for a drink, young guy. A couple of Ruskies rough him up and yell at him, and he's punching them in the street. You know, disorderly conduct. They arrest him for a felony and put him in jail for 5 years. And he's in jail for 3 years, and they finally get him out. He said it was like hell. They will snatch you off the street to have hostages. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? There are basketball players still going there in the European League playing St. Petersburg. Do not let them do that. Prohibit it. Oh, you can't prohibit it. That's right, because there's a Supreme Court opinion from 30 years, 40 years ago that said the U.S. government can't prohibit anybody from going to any country. If they're stupid enough to go, too bad for them. I disagree with that opinion. People can still go to North Korea, believe it or not. They can go to Russia. They can go to China. They can go to all these places. They go to Afghanistan. They're crazy. What I am interested in is no one get hurt who's an American citizen, but I'm very interested in getting innocent people out of those countries and not clown tourists and basketball players who go in there and cause an incident so we have to burn a hostage ourselves. This guy Gershkovich lived in London, but he'd go to Russia for 2 or 3 weeks at a time, and he was out just doing a story on the Wagner Group and doing a story. He interviewed some people, some workers at an armament factory. You know, how do you like it? Blah, blah, blah. The Wall Street Journal and New York Times and the Washington Post have to be careful if they send guys over there anymore. They will be snatched. Yesterday, one of the worst pro-Moscow, pro-warfare bloggers got blown up in a cafe in St. Petersburg, and I know where it was. I was not in the cafe, but in 1997, I was in St. Petersburg and Moscow with a delegation from our Justice Department to give talks on our legal system. And, you know, I went to cafes in St. Petersburg on Nevsky Prospect. This was not on Nevsky Prospect. This was off by the university. You go in, you have a coffee, and this guy, this clown, vicious right-wing son of a gun, somebody hands him a statue as a reward. He takes it and blows up the whole cafe, kills him, and kills or wounds something like 30 other people. And the word is that Putin was behind that. Ukraine did not have the tech ability to get it in a statue and hand it to him because this clown was so right-wing, he was attacking the war effort, saying that it was going badly because Putin wasn't aggressive enough. This is an animal society. You've got to keep that in mind. And this is, I'll tell you what has to happen, quite frankly. In Bakhmut, Ukrainians are outnumbered. They're fighting wonderfully. We have got to get the Ukrainians immediately long-range HIMARS and F-16s. Long-range HIMARS go 190 miles. We could hit Bakhmut. We could hit Crimea. They could. We could hit them where they're launching against our allies. Now, there was a report about 2 hours ago that the Russian Air Force is ambushing Ukrainian pilots and their planes can't withstand the ambush. That's got to stop. We've got to get them F-16s and long-range HIMARS. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 33. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 41. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 40. High temperatures reach up to 59 Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. 41, sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 58.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
UAUKradio.com.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-969-2789. We'll take a call and then go to another topic. We're going to call Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andy. What's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, Mr. Kelly must be getting awfully desperate. I had heard earlier that he is going to be on Fox News on their currently most popular, you know who I'm talking about, to make a last-ditch effort on his running for state Supreme Court. I'm not overconfident. I figure that Judge Janet will win this election. People are going to be able to slither through all the slime and everything that has been put out about her, but I'm just figuring everybody that's called the show, get out and vote. And you know, we'll look at tomorrow and say, we made a step forward as a state. We're going to get some changes made with a lot of stuff that's gone on far too long. So we'll hope for the best.
Right. Excellent call. Right. Get out and vote tomorrow. And what, I'm confident their internal polls in both campaigns show her ahead. And I've already talked earlier in the show about the slime, you know, the fake tornado alert type thing that they put out, which is, I think, a violation of the FCC rules. You're not supposed to do that. You go, and then you say something false and then lying about these criminal cases about her sentencing where he's lying about the core facts. She's lying about the Corvette. She's a tough sentencer. She sentenced thousands of people, both as a prosecutor and a judge, been involved in sentencing. She was a prosecutor for the toughest cases in Milwaukee for 20 some odd years. Are you kidding me? I mean, you know, she knows how to send people away to do time. She knows how to send away people who do time. And but here, I mean, if I can boil this down, whoever wins gets in for 10 years, folks. Okay, 10 years. And do you like gerrymandering or don't you like gerrymandering? Everybody calls and tells me they don't like gerrymandering. I agree. She has said she will get rid of gerrymandering. She'll order fair maps. Kelly has said he will not order fair maps. He will not interfere with gerrymandering because he says it's a political process. But the party on whose payroll he was, the Republican Party, the gerrymandered party are the ones who gerrymandered. That's why he likes it. He'd flip around in a heartbeat, the Democrats ever gerrymandered. Do you want Democratic government or commie government? If you want Democratic government, vote for Janet Protasiewicz. If you want commie government, you'd vote, sadly, for Dan Kelly. Go back to the lines. Tom McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. You know, just going along as far as with Dan Kelly and his supporters, they like to say that they're, you know, constitutional conservatives and pro-law and order. Well, part of law and order is the idea of sentencing guidelines within our judicial system. That's how the process works, and it's very much built into how judges can operate. And sentencing guidelines, you know, that's all part of legislative process and action that's built into that. So for Dan Kelly to say that he is against how Judge Janet has been sentencing, what he's actually saying is that he's against sentencing guidelines that are part of our judicial system, and he feels that he, as judge, should ignore sentencing guidelines and just go off of what he wants to do. That's partly pro-law and order from my perspective.
Yeah, thanks for calling. And here's the core thing, guys, and I want everybody out there to understand this. In his ads, he has lied about the facts of the case. He's lied about them. Emily, who was a rape victim, came forward, and then there was a big article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Saturday, April 1st, in which Emily said, he lied about that case, my case, he said. She said, he said it was a 20-year sentence that she should have sentenced. Emily and the prosecutor wanted it reduced to a crime that was a 5-year sentence, and then Emily appeared in court and said what she wanted was, in her view, restorative justice. The whole case was not as clear as you might think on that ad, and she would be satisfied with probation. It was Janet Protasiewicz who said, no, I'm not giving anybody probation when there are these kind of facts alleged. And it was a 5-year max. She couldn't give 20 years because it was reduced by the prosecutor and Emily, not the judge. The judge doesn't reduce it. The prosecutor reduces it. She said, he's got to go to jail. I'm going to sentence him to 2.5 years, and then he's going to have 2.5 years. You want restorative justice and community service? That was what the victim asked for. Okay, I'll do that too. And then Emily said, quote, I am 100% satisfied with what Judge Janet did, end quote. They lied in their ad. And all the other ads that they talk about lied in the ad about underlying facts, about what Judge Janet could have done, and as you say, sentencing guidelines, but other things as well. The pre-sentence report done by professionals and what the victim wants. If the victim wants something, they get it. Believe me, they get it. Believe me, they get it. So thanks very much for calling in. The election's tomorrow. What more can I say? I've been talking about this till I'm blue in the face. I've been talking about this for how long? For how long have I been talking about this? It is tomorrow. 10 years. I personally think, by the way, that Supreme Court justices, they should have one term for 15 years, and that's it. They can't do it again. Some of these people going for 10 years and another 10 and another 10. The U.S. Supreme Court, this clown Clarence Thomas, has been on 30 years. He was in his 40s when he was appointed, and he's been a thorn in the side of our Constitution the whole time. He could live 30 more years, 25 more years. Supreme Court justices at the federal level also should only be appointed for 15 years. That's it. That's it. And then let somebody new and younger, somebody more attuned to what's current in the law and in society and culture. If he'd been limited to 15 years, he would have had to step down in 2007. And we would have not had all this garbage out of him, where he wants to, for instance, take away your right to vote for president in the Moore v. Harper case by saying the legislatures should do it, not you. Number two, he wants to get rid of First Amendment protections for the press by saying that the Sullivan case, Sullivan versus New York Times, could be repealed. And number three, he's the guy that repealed, frankly, Roe v. Wade. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Be sure to vote tomorrow in the Supreme Court race. And if you're in Milwaukee suburbs, a Senate district race. Matt Flynn direct signing off for today. Coming down.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.